EPCC presents Jazz at Sunset, an outdoor concert that will take place at the Valle Verde Campus Americana Language Village on Friday, September 4th from 6 to 10 p.m. The concert is free and families are encouraged to bring their lawn chairs and blankets. Jazz at Sunset will feature live music by the El Paso Jazz Collective, Ruben Gutierrez and Cased Closed, and the Billy Towns Jazz Group. Today, my guests are Marlebe Gonzalez of EPCC Campus Life and Billy Towns, EPCC instructor and local jazz legend. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So Marlebe, campus life is a really important component of going to college. Yes. Can you tell us about your role and why you put events like this together?
At El Paso Community College, we like to have any type of event that promotes local talent that our students can be part of, that brings awareness to jazz music, things that students are not familiar with. And this event, this is our sixth year that we've been having this event, and it's always been very great and successful. So we just do these types of events for our community and our students.
Now, Mr. Towns.
Yes.
I take it you've probably been a part of this event for the past 6 years?
Yes, actually. And the good thing about it, Marina, is it's increasing the success of it. And the notoriety of it, it's getting bigger and bigger, and we're seeing more people come. I think this is our fourth or fifth one. And every year we see it growing and more people, and they're loving it because EPCC does a good idea of having it at the right time. People towards the end of the summer where the weather is good,
yeah,
and hopefully we'll have good weather. It's still outdoorsy. It's still part of the summer, so to speak. And it's a nice kickoff for the Labor Day weekend. It's a nice kickoff to get yourself started for Labor Day weekend and to kind of put it all behind us before we really dive into our studies at in school and everything. So it's great. And we have some great groups. Also, there's the EP Jazz Quartet will be playing there, too. They're going to be the opening performance. And I look forward to it every single year. It's a lot of fun playing out there at the Americana Village at the Valle Verde campus.
The El Paso Jazz Quartet. Mm-hmm. Who plays with that group?
And that would probably be Matt Goldsberry, Sean Mahoney, and probably Eric Unsworth, and they're professors here at UTEP. But either way, they're great jazz groups. So both the EPC Jazz Quartet, the El Paso Jazz Collective, and, of course, Ruben Gutierrez and Case Close. It's always good. So we're looking, all the groups are great. We're going to have a lot of fun out there. It's great music. It's free. You're getting great music for free, and we can thank EPCC for doing that. It's really good outdoor, great jazz for free. Bring the family, bring your lawn chair, enjoy yourself, because this is the kickoff for Labor Day weekend, and this kind of puts a culmination towards the end of the summer for outdoor music.
So jazz, it's completely American art form, music form.
Yes, yes.
And it's one of those things that you hear, and there's so many people that are super passionate about it, and some people that don't quite, they know it, but they don't know it. Mm-hmm. It seems like these are the perfect kind of events to just go out there and fill your ears.
Yes, and not only that, it's at such a leisure type of atmosphere. You get to go relax. We're not asking you to go to an opera house, dress up, sit upright in the chair and everything. Even though we can have some jazz there, but go and relax. Bring the kids, bring the lawn chair. The weather will be great.
Yeah.
The weather will be great, okay? I'm knocking on wood right there. But to go and listen and enjoy the music, enjoy the great artists, the great players out there, and to kind of just enjoy the sounds that are going to be being played. Because, these musicians in these groups, they are incredible players, and they know how to play the music. They know how to play their instruments and everything, and to kind of soak in their artistry, of how they're putting together their music. So, it's something, of course, the connoisseur listens to jazz, understands the history, how it's evolved and everything. And then if you just love the sounds, just go up and enjoy the sounds, enjoy the music. Great instrumental music that's going to be played by, again, fantastic musicians.
Marlebe, how many of these type of events do you all do a year? Not just particularly jazz, but you said, it's kind of quality of life for your students. What other programming do you all do?
We do different types of programming. We do a lot of alcohol awareness events.
Do y'all do movies?
Oh, yeah, we do movies. We have a student union, and every month we usually get a movie that's new, and we promote it around campus, and we show it to students. So we have a lot of events that we do on campus while students are actually in school. And then we have events that we do off campus, like Jazz at Sunset. But yeah, one of the things I did want to add about Jazz at Sunset that we'll be having that's going to be new this year is we're going to be having John Good, who is a spoken word poet, and he's an Emmy nominee in HBO Deaf Poet. So we're excited to add that to the performance list. We also have EPCC clubs and organizations who will be fundraising, and they'll be selling lots of delicious snacks like nachos, hamburgers, aguas frescas, hot dogs, chips, and candy. So if you don't have time to put together a picnic basket or have time to go buy your snacks, don't worry, we got you covered.
And if people aren't familiar with how to get to the Americana Language Village, what's the easiest way to get there?
Easiest way to get there, the most simplest way is as you're going on I-10 going east, exit at Hunter, mm-hmm. The Hunter exit, and just go down heading south. And you'll see all the signs. You'll run into, you know, go about a mile or two, and to the right, you'll run into the Valley Verde campus. And then when you see the big sign, just make a right. Just make a right into that, and then you just keep following the parking lot all around to the right, and you'll run into it. You'll see all the tents and the stage and everything. The Americana Village is right there in front of you towards the north side of the campus.
So really, you can't miss it. If you drive
through
that
main
entrance,
Hunter, you can't miss the Viverity campus.
And then when you hear the jazz sounds, then you really can't miss it.
Just make that right, and you'll run. Basically, you can just keep on going straight in the parking lot. That's the parking lot. You can park there and just walk right over to that Americana Village Park. So
now, you've been playing jazz in this town for a long time, and at this point, you have people that you've mentored that are playing it for themselves. What does that feel like for you?
Well, it feels good. It feels good. Yeah, thanks, Pat. Pat is engineering this session. He knows. I've known Pat, the engineer, Pat Piotrowski, for 30 years. So.
And he laughs. He's in the same boat you're in.
Yeah. I think Pat's mentoring me there. No, it's always good. I love teaching. I love teaching at EPCC. I love teaching. I teach the jazz groups every now and then at Coronado High School and around for the Salida District, the El Paso Independent School District. I love it. And it's great to see some students that you've been mentoring over the years come up playing jazz, playing or music in general, and just really getting all they can out of their abilities. So it's a lot of fun seeing the growth here in El Paso from the young musicians.
But there's a moment, no? I mean, you see a spark, no? Because, I mean, there's some people that, yeah, they're playing music, but then there's the ones that happened.
Yeah. So there's some musicians out there that are really getting into it, and they've developed into incredible musicians, and that's of course a pleasure to see, and even better to play with them, you know, on a professional level, to play with them. So it's always good, you know. And I have to admit, one saxophonist from Coronado High School, he's now at North Texas, Emilio Mesa. He's doing wonderful things out there, and then he comes during the summer and plays with our group. So it's always fun to see that.
So is he going to be playing?
No, he's back at school. He's back at the.
Everybody's back at school.
He's either a junior or senior. I think it's a junior, but who knows? Maybe one day he will be to come back and play on a permanent basis. You never know. It's always good to see the young musician pool, the pool of young musicians grow musically and socially here in El Paso, and it helps with, you know, helps the culture of music here in the city.
Well, speaking of that, who will be playing with you at this concert?
I have, of course, my stalwarts, you know, Jim Foster on the bass guitar, Demetrius Williams on drums, and we have a very special guest saxophonist. His name is Hector Alvarez, who will be playing saxophone. And it's our usual group. You know, it's a group that I mostly record with, and we've been playing all around town. We've had a long summer, but a very fruitful summer and a lot of excitement. We did a lot of outdoor events, and this is like the culmination of the summer. So we're looking forward to it. But we'll have the usual cats playing. So.
Now, for you all, when you're on stage, is it just you're hanging out or you know, because it's you're playing so much together. Are you practicing or is this
Oh, yeah. We you know, we're professional. We continue practicing. We're practicing new arrangements, and we have some new things to present to the Jazz at Sunset audience. And we're always developing our music to try to make it fresh and try to make it interesting. And you'll get the music. You'll get the original material. You'll get some really cool cover. You'll get the solos. Everything to have fun and just to express our music, our jazz interpretations on stage. We have a lot of fun doing it. It's about having fun, and it's really about the creativity of the music, too.
Okay, Marlieb, so give us the details once again, because you said you got us covered on snacks, you've got us covered on the music.
Yes. So Jazz at Sunset, Friday, September 4th from 6 to 10 p.m., which is next Friday, at the Valle Verde Campus Americana Language Village. Remember, bring your own lawn chairs, picnic blankets, and snacks, and just be ready to have a good time and enjoy some good music.
Great. Well, I think it's going to be a good time, and weather's good because you knocked on this
yes,
wood.
Yes, the weather's going to be good.
So that took care of that.
Prepared to hang.
And then I just also want to add, just to remind everyone that there's no alcohol or pets allowed since it is a family-friendly event.
Great. So bring your families, blankets, chairs, snacks, and be ready to take in some great music Friday, September 4th at EPCC Americana Lounge.
And we will have CDs available for sale. All the groups will have CDs available for sale. So
bring some extra cash.
Yes. You can take the group home with you.
Oh, well. Well, there you go. So don't forget, join us at Jazz at Sunset at EPCC Friday, September 4th. Today, my guests have been Marlieb Gonzalez of EPCC Campus Life and our local jazz legend, Billy Towns. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.